We have a very unique opportunity here to welcome Reverend Sandy Runyon, who will actually be giving our sermon or a message to us today. Sandy is a retired minister from her last appointment was Wayside United Methodist Church in Parkersburg, so she'll be talking to us. And the point of her talk is a walk on the wild side. So it isn't a talk that I've ever, or at least that topic, I've never had a minister speak to me on before, so it'll be very interesting to see what she has to say. So Sandy.
I never liked giving titles to sermons. But this one came to me pretty easily, I think. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 14th chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse. Hear now God's word for us this day. Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got in the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." And this is God's word for God's people this day. Oh God, we thank you for this day, for this opportunity to come and worship. Quiet our hearts and our minds. Let us receive your word. May we make that word our own. May we share it with the world around us. Amen. Let's set the stage for this scripture for today. We remember that Jesus has been teaching. And he's heard about the death of John the Baptist. Now, this just isn't the death of his cousin, but he knows that with the death of John the Baptist, that sort of ramps up his mission. And he knows he's coming closer to the cross. So in order to get away from the crowds and have some time for himself, he gets in the boat with his disciples and they cross the lake. But he doesn't get away from the people. They follow him. They come around and follow him. He has no time or space to just have that moment alone to refresh and to pray. It was here in this deserted place that Christ had compassion for the crowd. And he feeds the 5,000. And his compassion wasn't limited to feeding them physically, but he fed them spiritually as well. So following this miracle of feeding the 5,000, Jesus says to his disciples, now get in the boat and go back across the lake. Maybe a little bit of a decoy. So Jesus has fed the crowds, as I say, physically and spiritually. And now he sends them on his way, on their way. So finally he's alone. He's alone. Night has fallen, and he was able to be there by himself in quiet and in peace, to have a time of rest, to have a time of prayer, a time of refreshment, a time of preparation. But while Jesus is there on the side of the mountain, in prayer, his disciples were out in the middle of the lake, and they've been hit by one of these sudden storms that can come up. And the boat's being battered around and rocking back and forth. Can you imagine that? Can you just see that little boat kind of whoops up on this side, and then this side kind of be just tossed around? Can you imagine the fear of the disciples as they're being battered? But while the winds and the waves are battering them, Jesus comes to them, walking on the sea, walking amidst the angry waves. This is a sign of God's wonderful power. It's a sign of his power over nature. But it's also a sign of his power over the storms of life. Maybe people here today that are walking with the angry waves of life battering around their ankles or up to their knees or up to their necks. Life sometimes batters. We find ourselves at times battered by the circumstances of life. Sometimes we find ourselves with fear beating around us, knocking us down. You know, fear can be like a contagious virus. In a group of people, you can see that happening. If some person, one person gets a sense of fear, and that can be communicated, and you can have mass hysteria. And sometimes fear seems to be out of control in our lives. we lose sight of how to overcome our fear sometimes. You know, we focus on the winds and the waves that are battering us, that are beating us down. And so we kind of get into a cycle of fear, and that cycle of fear kind of paralyzes us. And we are unable to break that cycle. So we need to know how to respond to fear when we're tossed about in the angry sea of life. Well, Jesus invites us to step in to the wild waves that are beating around us. He says, come on, step into that water. He invites us to walk on the wild side with him. Walk on the wild side with him. And the key here is walking with Jesus. Jesus can overcome the wind and the waves. We saw that in our scripture lesson today. But when we invite Christ into our lives, when we focus on him, when our eyes are ever upon Christ, then we can overcome the wind and the waves that batter us. We can overcome the storm. Where Christ is, even in the wildest of storms, there is calm. There is peace. Now, walking with Christ in the midst of the storms of life, he's not going to solve all our problems magically. This isn't a fairy tale. So often, I think as Christians, we forget that. We think, well, I'm going to be a Christian, and I'm going to go to church every Sunday, and it doesn't happen like that. We must walk with Christ through the problems, through the wildest storm. We must keep focused on Christ in our decision-making process. Just as in the children's moments, it's making God part of our decision-making. Because when we have Christ in that mix of making decisions, then we have the calm and clarity to make decisions with Christ. When we walk on the wild side with Christ, then we make choices that bring us out of the storm, out of those angry waves that beat and batter us, and into the light and presence and promise of Jesus Christ. But when we decide that we're going to walk on the wild side with Christ, well, there's a cost to that. You know, so often we act on an emotional level. Like we saw Peter. Boy, Peter just jumps right in typical Peter fashion. You know, impetuous as ever. When Jesus had come and offered that invitation, he accepted. He jumped right in. But there's a cost to that. When we jump in, we have to keep our focus on Christ. jump in and go toward Christ. Can't we see ourselves in that picture? Jumping in kind of without thinking, just all excited. But then like Peter, we say, whoops. It's bad out there. The waves are coming over me. They're up to my knees, up to my waist, up to my neck. I don't know about you, but I don't like water. Certainly don't want it up that high. So we find ourselves sinking. As Peter was sinking in the literal waves, sometimes we take our eyes off of Christ. And we sink in life. We change our focus from Christ to the cross. We watch the angry waves that are churning around us. Jesus calls each one of us to walk in that wild side, that beating waves and wind of life. And he says, come. The invitation is to come. Come and walk with me through life. Walk with me through the wild winds and waves. And he's saying to us, come and keep your eyes focused on me. That's what he's telling us. Keep our eyes focused on Christ. When we keep him in the very center of our lives, then we can overcome that wind and waves that battle upon us in this journey we call life. In Christ, we can live in his presence and we can have his peace. You know, he promised us peace. He said, not like the world gives, because the peace that the world gives is fleeting. He said, I'll give you a lasting peace. A peace that will take you through these storms of life and into eternal life. Come, walk with me, he calls to us. I will give you serenity and calmness. And when we live within the calmness of Jesus Christ through the storms of life, what's our response? It's the same, or should be the same, as the disciples. When Jesus came into the boat and the seas calmed, they were no longer being tossed about. Their response was, surely you are the Son of God. It was pure worship. And so we are called to give a response of worship, grateful that Jesus has invited us to come, focus on him, put our hands in his hand as we walk through life, through the storms that batter our life. Through the wild side. When we have walked with our hand in his hand, that miracle is showing evidence of the power of God that is available to all. All we have.
calls out and says, Lord, save me. That's all we have to do. We call out and he, Christ is there, ready to give us his hand, lift us up out of those angry waves.
Life may seem to be hopeless, may seem to be stormy, but we have that calm assurance in Christ that is an invitation away. For Christ is always saying, come, come, he calls to us. And we, all we have to do is answer and accept that invitation to put our hand in the hand of Christ and walk through the wild and angry ways. Into the assurance of God's power over all things.
Amen. Let us pray.
Thank you, God, for the assurance of your constant love and care. We confess that sometimes we take our eyes away from Christ, whom you gave as the center of our lives. Help us to be ever mindful of the invitation to come and walk through life with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.